We determine our heart.
Yep.
Praise God. And so I left out there and I said, Lord, I said, I thank you for that doctor, Lord. I said, but bless God, what did I say it was? Pneumonia. I said, pneumonia, I name you right now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose me and let me go.
Amen.
I mean, you know, the Bible says every name that is named has to bow at the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well, do you know who's in you and me? Him. We're in his name. We're in his authority.
Amen.
He said, go in my name. Not just the name Jesus. He's talking about go in my authority. The authority that I have that you see me walk this earth. Go in that authority. I was under God. Now you're under God in me. You're under me. Walked in church and somebody found out about it or whatever. Said, is it the walking pneumonia? I said, I guess it is. I walked in here. Cindy, so it's walking pneumonia, I guess. I'd be a buddy, but I don't know. They got different names for it, I guess. Walking, sleeping, laying, killing, stealing. I don't know what it is. It's all that.
Right.
Killing, stealing pneumonia. You ain't going to keep me down.
Amen.
Did I feel good? No. Did I feel like I could preach? No. I depended on the anointing. Did I feel like I could wanted to go to work? No, but I wasn't going to lay down and bow to it.
Right.
And bless God, I done went to it.
Come on.
You say, well, that medicine whipped it. No, my faith whipped it.
Right.
Now, bless God, if it worked with it.
Yeah.
But hallelujah. See, what I'm saying is, I had a heart of victory before I ever entered into that storm.
Yeah.
See, you got to have the heart of victory. I want to show you some scripture. Give me that 12, Matthew 12. He says, either make a tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. Now we either make this is a parable. So we're trees.
Right.
Now he says, either make it good or make it corrupt. And he goes on and he says, for is you'll know it by its fruit. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of thine, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Now yesterday morning, the minute that I woke up yesterday morning, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said that scripture. He said, for out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks.
Amen.
And I mean, just when my eyes opened up. And I thought, man, that's scripture in the Bible. He said, for out of the abundance, he said, whatever is in abundance in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. He said, and whatever comes out of your mouth is going to dictate your future. I got scripture for it. I'll give you some more a little bit. And so the Lord said, well, Lord, how do I make the tree good? He said, how do I make the tree good? Because you know what? I don't know what he's talking about. I do in some. I'm without him, I'm just, I don't know.
Amen. Yep.
I'm not going to assume I know what he's talking about. Just go ahead, Lord, and I meditated all day long on it. All night last night I was thinking on it, off on it. You know, and all of a sudden, God said, see, he said, before you were born again, he said, you were a corrupt tree. You were corrupt. He said, you stole, you lied, you cheated, you committed adultery. He said, you did drugs, you sold drugs. He said, you were a corrupt tree. He said, and the words out of your mouth were corrupt. He said, remember lying on stacks of Bibles? I tell Tracy, where she'd believe my lies, I'll swear on a stack of Bibles. Because I learned, you know, she'd come more to believe in me if I'd swearing on a Bible, Johnny. Because back then, everybody's like, oh, don't mess with God. He'll strike you with lightning. Well, he never struck me the first time, so I thought, they're lying. He ain't going to strike me. Well, God ain't going to strike me for lying. You know? And so, but the Lord said, you were a corrupt tree. He said, you got born again. He said, you had a nature change. He said, but that corrupt tree was still trying to work. I said, yes, it was, Lord. I said, it sure was, Lord. I said, I was still tempted to steal and lie and cheat and commit adultery and all that. He said, but what happened? I said, I was putting the word in, Lord. I'm not going to commit adultery. He said, you were making the tree good. He said, when you begin to focus in on my word and my promises, he says, you begin to make the tree good. It says, O generation of Abraham, how can you, being evil, speak good things? You can't. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Go ahead. As a good man, out of the good treasures of the heart. Notice he's saying, in our heart we have treasures. It's kind of like a banking account. You open a banking account up, if you savings account, if you never put any money in there, there's not going to be no treasure in there. But if you go and you make deposits, well, I've got to continually, because we live in a warped world right now. We lived in a somewhat warped church right now. Yeah. We live in a time where people don't know what's really in the church anymore. Some of them from right and wrong. Right. We have that Bible and that Holy Spirit, but God, and we have the indwelling preacher taught about it this morning, and we are to be led by Him. We're to be led by the Spirit of God, how we conduct with other people, with my son, with my kids, with my grandkids, because they need to see some fruit of the kingdom from dad and mom and papa and grandmother and whoever the case might be. You know, I was thinking about this. I remember after I got saved, I thought, well, I'll have to leave Blount County. You know, I'm called to preach. Nobody's going to listen to me preach. Because, I mean, I was not a good guy. Weston had a bad reputation of stealing, lying, fighting, you know, ganging up on different things, selling drugs, take your wife, all kinds of stuff. So I thought to myself, I thought I'll have to leave Blount County to ever have a reputation. You know, and then God began to, he said, wherever, I was reading the Bible and it says, wherever your feet tread, I give you. And I thought, that's Blount County.
Amen.
So the Bible, somebody say the Bible. That fruit in my head was wrong. But that Bible began to direct me to stay right where I was at. Thank God.
Amen.
And so, see, what was happening, I began to build different fruit in the treasures of my heart. That God was able, right where I'm at, to raise me up. God was able. I'm not running from my past anymore. I mean, the Bible says that we're new creations in Christ Jesus. And so, see, God didn't want me running anymore from anything. God wanted me to stand and let Him do the work so that that tree bears fruit. He said, you will know the tree by its fruit.
Amen.
You can tell people you love Jesus all day long and they're going to follow you around and determine whether you do or not.
Right.
You can tell people you're a giver all day long, but when it comes to the pinch, when you're giving because when it's convenient or whatever, then fruit will be there. But when God tells you to give it all, then it's when you see the real fruit.
Right.
God says, give your car away. See, if we've not really got the real fruit on the inside, and you know what? I was thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, I thought I'd have to get out of Blount County, you know, before I could ever do anything for God or whatever. And I had too many enemies in Blount County. I had a lot of enemies in Blount County and a lot of things happened and all of that stuff. And then I'm reading that Bible and it says, love your enemy. Well, how can I love my enemy if I'm not going to be around my enemy?
Right.
I did not like that scripture. I shut the Bible. Tracy, what is it? I said, I don't like that. Why? It said, love your enemy. I mean, that was far out for me then. I mean, how can you love somebody you hate? I mean, that was far out for me, Johnny. I wasn't raised that way. I mean, I'm just raised up, you know, serving the devil and doing what I want to do when I want to do it. You know, and I thought Blount County belonged to the Westerns. I was born and raised here. Y'all ain't going to run this town. But see, God wanted me to, he wanted me to run it, but in a leadership way. See, I had corrupt fruit. And so I began to yield to the Word of God, yield to the Holy Spirit of God. Now I preach to my enemies that never have one thought of I don't want them to have the kingdom.
Right.
See, you know them by their fruit, he said. And I thought about it. I thought about, you know, you can take a tomato plant from Alabama and take it to Florida and plant it. You know what? It's going to grow. It'll grow. A tomato. It ain't going to grow an orange because you take it from Alabama to Florida.
Come on.
I mean, I can think, well, I'll bring an orange tree down here and give me maters because we're mater land. I can bring an orange tree down here. It's going to bear what? Oranges. Because that tree is known by its fruit. It says, but I say to you, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth what? What? Lies. Still angry at people. Still won't forgive them. Still backbiting people in the church. Come on, somebody. He said right there, he said that bringing forth good things, not these evil things. I can't stand my neighbor. You're saying these things, but I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof at the day of judgment. See, we might not realize that this is red letter here. That Jesus, and God's not getting on to us now. Don't get over out of grace here. You know, don't get to thinking out of grace. We want the fruit of the kingdom in our lives so that we have the power of the kingdom back in our lives. That we have the grace of God taking us deeper into the life of Jesus. Hallelujah. And have that confidence in the Lord. Boldness. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion.
Amen.
It don't say they're mean as a snake.
Yeah.
It don't. Jesus said, take my yoke on you, come learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your weary soul.
Amen.
Jesus said, come learn. I lay my life down. I don't cuss people out. I don't, when they smite me on the cheek, I give them the other one.
Right.
When they speak evil against me, I don't try to protect myself. Tell the guy today, I said, you know, remember when we were in Blountsville there for a while that I killing black cats on the altar. That was awful, Johnny, right at the moment. I mean, it was a real rumor. There he is. I'd go and somebody say, there he is. I'd be like, what? Huh? Yeah. Oh, nothing. God told me one day, he says, he's telling me about you sacrificing black cats on the altar. I said, really? And every time I go around, I go to the Lord, and Jesus. Lord, they're telling everybody that we're sacrificing black cats. You know what I wanted to do? Go pull out my guns. Go down there right between your eyes. I'm going to go ahead. If you see Jesus, if you lie to somebody again about my ministry. And buddy, I mean, I'm not scared to do it. But it's not fruit, Johnny. Wrong fruit. Wrong fruit.
Amen.
I mean, I could go shake them up and tell them, you ever lie about my church again? And I'm telling you, I will come back to your house. I will meet you. I can do that. But it's wrong fruit. It's corrupt fruit.
Amen.
So I'd go around and tell them, hey man, give me some names. I'm going to invite them to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They believed a lie through somebody. We got to show them that we love one another over there. We're going to show them that we can cast out devils, that we can get them set free. They're believing lies. But you know, I went to the Lord and I was telling the Lord, Lord, their land is about to tell. Like he didn't know it, Daddy. And the Lord said, it's free advertisement.
Hallelujah.
I thought advertisement. I never thought about it. That. Mm-hmm. I thought, glory to God, this is just a stage God's setting. He's making everybody around here gonna know that black that's a black cat sacrificing church. But when they see the fruits.
That's right.
You know what? There wasn't not one church in this town but God giving out food till we let them in it years later. Now, every time you turn around, they're giving out fruit, and they're giving out, that one over there is giving out fruit, and that one over there is giving out fruit.
Amen.
And over there is giving out, but we got them trunk.
Yeah. Bless them all.
We giving out trunk loads.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But what if I hadn't have bared fruit? What if I could have got mad at some of these preachers because they wouldn't help me cast out devils out of people that I believe was demon possessed. They're like,
no, they can't come in my church.
I'm like, what? Are you serious? Dude, are you serious? But she throws stuff through the wind at that church and calls the big rigmarole. And we brought that woman in and got her rock with Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
That's what fruit, but if I was all bitter, oh, ain't nobody going to come bring no ruckus to this church. I'm telling you right now, but God, y'all going to be under that church y'all came out of. They'll come over here when you're mess. God sent them, because ain't nobody else got them delivered from their mess. We got to have some fruit where we can tolerate people, not the devil, but we can tolerate people in their mess. See, in these things, when we build good fruit in our good treasure, out of all the abundance of the treasure, the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks. So we've got treasures that we build into our hearts. We're in control of how our heart really is. You get mad at somebody. Well, I mean, just like sis, got cussed out, seen her grandkid. Now she's got opportunity to get bitter or get better. That's her choice. She can go around and get feelings hurt and talk about it and keep scratching that scab off of it and talking about it and stay hurt and hurt and hurt and never heal. And then when something else happens, there's going to be bitterness again. There's the same fruit. Or she can say, bless God, greater is he that's in me than he that is in this world. They don't know what they're doing. She did. God help them. She did that. Praise God. And every time it comes up, she can say, glory to God, I done swept that out, and I'm not gonna entertain that anymore.
That's right. Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm looking for good fruit.
Amen.
Well, how many knows that's gonna keep her in the power of God?
Amen.
You know, just like Nat come back Wednesday, he'll be on back. He's transitioning back in here on Sunday. Nat come back in, you know, Wednesday, and most of you heard the testimony. You know, and everything. But there were some key things that he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this was handed down to me. That every time trouble starts, I just bail and run.
Yep.
He said, this ain't the first church that I did that. I was listening close to what he was saying.
Yep.
This is not the first. See, what he had was some corrupt fruit.
Yep.
Not Mac. We love Mac. Y'all showed it. Y'all wouldn't let him go. Y'all went to his house. You cornered him up. You wouldn't let him. You're just not going to have it that way. Nobody's did nothing. So now we know what's happened. The enemy's got upper hands on that. And we're not going to let him win. And so we pursued. And then he said, this is not the first church that I've left. I've left numerous churches. So you got a problem if God's can tell you to go to a church and sit down and stay there. He didn't say if everybody acts right. He didn't say if everybody treats you right. He didn't ask me that if there's that church of 250 people. One guy thumped me on the ear behind me and I almost busted his teeth out in church. And I thought about quitting that church. So y'all got it good. You got a few here. He's just getting us ready for the crowd.
Amen.
That ain't going to be all straightened out. But he's working on me and you right now to bring, get in the abundance of our heart, good treasure, a good foundation laid up for the times to come, that we don't fold when the things get, when cancer attacks us, or when flu attacks us, or when COVID or the next monkey jump. Come up with some monkey jump now, I heard the other day, monkey something. Monkey pox. Got a monkey pox headed our way. I said, not my house.
Amen.
Monkey ain't coming him. I spoke to it. I was serious. Monkey ain't coming here.
Bless it, Lord.
Like I ain't no monkey coming here. Why? I'm going to have good treasure in my heart. It's called the shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. It means that no weapon formed against me will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and my righteousness is of him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Max said, now I'm doing something that I've never done.
Right.
He come back.
Amen.
He come back, Johnny, now it's turning around. Now he's building good treasure in his heart. He's building it in his heart, hallelujah, by doing the thing that he knows is right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If God told you to come to church here, now listen, he told me to come to church here. Somebody offers me a job in Florida making $300,000 a year, I'd have to say I'm not for sale, man.
Yep.
Jesus bought me with a price. He done paid for me.
Yep.
He done delivered me and paid for me and put me in Buck County. It ain't no amount of money worth leaving the will of God for me. Why? Because I have a foundation on the inside. The will of God is the most important thing in my life. I have that foundation. I have it. Every one of us got to have it.
Come on,
I've got it in my heart. See, the Bible says that I will bring forth a good man out of the good treasure, bringing forth good things. Yeah, man, I just don't know about it. That's why blind leads to blind. If they follow you, y'all going to the ditch.
Right.
He said, if the blind leads the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch.
Yep.
The psalmist David said, Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path.
Amen.
Well, you're not blind when you're following the word, when you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit. You are not blind. You're seeing clearly. People said, well, brother God, he won't never make it. He won't never make it. I mean, half of some of Blount County and my family and other families said I would never make it in the garage door business because I gave away a $500,000 and growing business to my brother. And I had nothing.
Bless the Lord.
And bless God, I did have something. I had a good foundation on the inside. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. If God be for me, who can be against me? And he's able to do abundantly above because I'm going to lay his power work in me. See, I didn't take what looked like defeat. It looked defeated. I looked defeated. I felt defeated. But I knew that it was the will of God. I knew that it was the will of God. I still knew that it was the will of God. And I stuck with the will of God. And I'm still standing.
Amen.
Yeah. I can help them now.
Amen.
Why? I'm not bragging about that. You're missing the whole point. I'm not just telling my story. I'm telling you the foundation that we put in our hearts is going to determine the victory in our future individually. Teresa made it very plain. I can't live. She can't live for Johnny, and Johnny can't live for her. We can't live for you, and you can't live for me. We got to live for him. Hallelujah. For him. And then we will benefit one another. We will. That was crazy the other day. I said, baby, you want another truck?
Bless you.
Nah, I'm okay.
Bless
you. Amen.
I'm going to go buy one. A newer one than I drive.
There you go.
Amen. I'll stay in my 2004. Hood peeling. Hallelujah. Window won't roll down on the driver's side. My windows are tinted, look good on the outside, but it's all crinkled on the inside.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
I look good from the outside, but inside I know it could use some work. But I will, I'll go buy one for him, buy me one. Why? But prefer others before yourself.
Amen.
That's a good foundation. You know what? Because I do that, I'll drive good stuff.
That's right.
See, this thing don't work like the world says. You see, the world is doing to them before they do to you. But the Bible says doing to others as you would have them do to you. It didn't say whether they deserve it or not. I don't think any of y'all deserve nothing.
Right.
Y'all don't think I deserve nothing.
Come on.
Hallelujah. It ain't based on whether we deserve it or not. It's based on our stance in the Lord Jesus. In doing, building a good foundation in our heart. Hallelujah. Putting good treasures in our hearts. Guy asked me the other day, he says, what if something happened to Teresa? Would you get married right off the bat? I said, I don't want another woman. Then you're going to get on me. I said, no, I got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's my comforter. He walked with me. I said, the only way I would do that is get down and fast and pray for 2 years and determine in my heart whether I'm willing to go down that ungodly path again. What I mean by that, but God, I've been down a good road of learning hard stuff. And I mean, Teresa, she's pretty trained now.
Amen.
You know? And I mean, you get somebody else that ain't trained at all. Amen. They don't know nothing about, I don't like that. Don't do it that way, don't. I'm like, what? No, you ought to be like Teresa now. Then ain't going to be trouble. Then ain't going to be trouble. Oh, it's going to be like putting a cat and a dog in
there. Bless you.
But you know what? I mean, going back to the story there, you know, and even today, you know, when hardship hits in the business or church or whatever, my first thing is start to look for some relief, to get out of it, to fig, you know, to, we were in a financial pickle. You know, Ben Trace, and I had this bright idea that if I went to California, divorce her, because we own things, you know, we own stuff and everything, And if I go under, then I'm going to lose it. You know what I'm saying? And so I started thinking how to preserve us. That's wrong. I should have started seeking the Lord to see what the Lord is saying about it, but I didn't. And so I thought, well, I'll divorce her. I ain't telling her I'm the man of the house, but God. I'll divorce her and she won't know nothing about it. She'll just get paper served and I'm going to get everything set up in California over there. I'm going to California and I'm going to start a garage door business and I'll send her money to help her where we don't lose everything, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. And I mean, I had it all figured out, Daddy. But you know what? You know what would have happened? See, the fruit that is in me would have went to California. Come on, y'all ain't putting it together yet.
Yeah.
See, the fruit that was in, I could go to California, but I've got the same fruit over in California that I got in Alabama.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, I've got good fruit because the Bible says Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, Romans 8:14, for those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. It didn't say those that are led by the natural, by what it looks, by what we can reason and think. I mean, the Bible says that our carnal mind is an enemy to God, Paul said. It's an enemy to God. See, God's got 100,000 ways of working things out in our life that we ain't even thought of. And then we look back when we Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways and he will direct us. Well, Teresa told me later, she said, boy, if you'd have done that, I wouldn't have never believed none of that garbage. I'd have never married you back. I'd have never had nothing to get. I wouldn't have believed that you could have done that. I said, that's how dumb the enemy gets us thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what I done is I readjusted, walked out when I had all this, you know, and all that. And I thought, but God didn't tell me to leave Black County. God didn't tell me. I've got to know the will of God. The will of God is for me to be in Black County. The will of God is for me to stay in the garage door business. See, I was looking at the natural and determining how to help us in the natural. But you can't use natural to bail you out when things are supernatural. The only supernatural stuff. And so I said, okay, see now what he's talking about here, a good man out of the good treasure in his heart bringing forth good things. All that reading, and then I turned to the Lord, and the good treasures that was in there kept me till today. Yeah. And bless God, I stood on the word of God. I didn't have to leave here to make a living. Praise God. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It don't say, unto God's door come to you in California. I'm telling off on myself so I can hit you.
Amen.
You're going to be faced with this stuff. I mean, I hear people all the time, I've got to get out of Blountsville so I can live a better life. Well, the fruit in you is going to go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can move the... You can get up and move, but we got to build a good foundation in our hearts that we stand and believe God to help us, to deliver us, to strengthen us. And you know what? I would have made some big, major mistakes, and it would have cost me and Teresa everything.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened the way that I thought. Because you know what? The economy was bad in California. When I really got to thinking about it, I thought, this is a worldwide thing here. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me not too long ago, I got to move out of where there ain't drugs all around me. I got to move where there ain't none. I said, there ain't nowhere.
Yeah.
I said, there ain't nowhere where there ain't no drugs. I said, no, what you got to do is you got to fight right where you at. You got to fight the good fight of faith, and you got to lay hold of the things of God. I said, if you don't, Satan will drive you out everywhere you go. Satan will drive you out with something. And I said, fruit. Fruit in here. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we sang that in church, but sometimes I don't think we believe it. I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. As long as things go and get them all.
That's right. Yeah.
See, we've not got the fruit of that. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And here I stand today, delivered, bless God, because I stood still and seen the salvation of the Lord, because I didn't move, because he wasn't saying move and do that. I mean, I thought, you're not a good man. You need to go get a job. If you was a real man, you would provide for your family. Your wife, we would have to be eating just beans. My son wanted a cold drink during that time and come to church. And I done run on empty for a week and a half. Didn't need to have the money to put gas in the car to get to church and had to come preach to you this faith stuff.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
See, right when you're in the middle of your mess, people told me, I went through that, and there was some people that was going to go bankrupt, and they Christians and all that, and I've studied the Word out, and if I can't find it in the Word, I just ain't going to buy the book. So I'm telling them, hey man, you know, God will bring, you don't have to lose. You fight the good fight. They went off and they left, and if they're going down the road and they tell each other, boy, old fat cat Scotty over there with his money in the bank, and no, he don't know what's going on over here, and he got all that money over there. See, they couldn't tell that I was broke. Johnny, they thought I had money in the bank. I was 3 months behind on everything that I owed.
Yeah.
At the time that I was ministering to them to help them not lose. But they never knew it. They thought, who does he think he is? They just don't know. I want to get in there with them and say, God, we're all, and we're just, we're all of us go to hell. It's so bad here, we're going to lose everything. I know it's bad, man. I mean, people won't give you. I mean, I wanted to get in there and express how it felt to me, Johnny. I wanted to tell them, man, if there's any way y'all can help me out, I could use some gas money, you know. They had gas money, Dave. Well, later on, me and one of them going down the road, and it was all over, and I come out smelling like a rose. I didn't lose nothing but a two-yard garbage dumpster, and I was tired of smelling it anyway. That's all I lost. So I was going down the road, and I was telling them, and one of them said, he said, you just tell us that you was broke? I said, I was 3 months behind, man. They done sent me foreclosure letters. Quick foreclosure. They, you know, get out. I've got so many days to get out. I said, oh yeah, I done, you know, bank's fixing to come get my trucks. I owed on everything. But you know what? I turned to the Lord. Somebody say, turn to the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. I kept my house, all my vehicles are paid for today, and I got a bunch of them. They're paid for. All my tractors and backhoes and cows, I got some cows, and I don't owe nothing on them. 40 acres of land since then, paid for, all paid for. Almost got my house paid for. Actually got the money to pay it off if I want to.
Bless the Lord.
What if I'd have moved to California and listened to that devil? What if, I mean, we'd have lost it all. We'd have lost it all. We'd have lost it all. And but God, we're worth a chunk today.
Amen.
And I ain't sitting at home, bro. See, what I'm saying here is in the hard time, don't bail out. Don't turn loose of the fruit of God. Let the things that you believe God is able to do be in there and walk it out. Walk out your salvation. The Bible says, walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Some people use that when you're trying to get them to go to church.
Don't judge me. The Bible says, work out our own salvation.
I said, that ain't got nothing to do with what you just said, going to church and stuff. I said, what that means is salvation's come on the inside of me and you. Let's let it work out from the inside out. Work out that salvation that's coming up. Ain't got nothing to do with judging one another. It's got to do with having a heart of victory.
Amen.
Building a heart of victory. Not running from problems. That's one of the things, Mac. But you know what? He's turned it around, Johnny. He's going to be a whole different man not long down the road because he's facing these things that are hard. Amen. And he's going to stand, and he's going to stand in the Lord. And he's going to do the things that are right. And it's going to build good character. Hallelujah. And he's going to feel good in the days to come. I feel good because y'all guys went over and lassoed him. I ain't got a bunch of weak people here that don't care about people. And every one of y'all going through a bunch of garbage yourself and went after somebody like you ain't got nothing going on in your life.
Amen.
What are you doing? You're not looking at yourself. You're looking at Jesus, and you care about them. And you know what? That delivers you. That brings you out. Hallelujah. Give me something. He says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. See, we can't go around saying, we don't know what we're going to do. It's just bad. It's bad. Things are bad. They may be, and I'm not saying anything against that. They may feel bad and look bad, but don't just keep saying it. It's getting worse. Things are getting worse. It just looks like these things ain't going to work out. You're going to be justified or condemned by what you're saying. When we first started out, he said, make the tree good or make the tree bad. There's going to be fruit from the tree. And that was a parable, and we are the trees. Give me Luke. That's good. When thou sittest to eat with the ruler, consider diligently what is before you. Consider what is before you. Before you jump making quick decisions, consider. He says, when thou sittest to eat with the ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. The Lord spoke to me. He said, see, he said, when you was going to go to California, you was going to try, he said, you was putting a knife to your own throat. He said, because you wasn't considering what had been put out. You was considering how that this was going to destroy you. He said, you wasn't considering at that time that I am Jehovah Jireh, that I am your provider, that I am your deliverer. I'm your very present help in the time of need. I am your lily in the valley that you are going through. I am the bright and morning star. I am the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
I am the I am.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it said, go ahead, Ben. Be not desirous of his deputies, for they are deceitful leaders. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Somebody say, I can't rely on my wisdom.
I can't rely on my wisdom.
Cease from your wisdom. Cease from you figuring out and let God do the details. Believe God and let God do what God does best. He figures our mess. He's already got my mess figured out. All he needs is me yielding and walking with him through the Holy Spirit. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire of his dainty meats. Go ahead, Ben. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, as you think in your heart, so are you. If you believe that you can't make it through, you can't. If you believe you can't be healed of your emotional scars, you won't. If I believe there's no need in me going and giving prices on God's doors, I'll never sell another one. Somebody told me the other day, they said, it's bad, ain't it? Man, they're going up. I said, oh, it ain't no problem with God. Let it go up. Let them go up. I said, I walked in to where I've been subbing some doors, you know, Travis, he's over that part of it. I walked in there and I said, I need you to go up this much a foot on this and this much a foot on this, because I'm having to pay this and gas is with it, and I need you to go this much. I was telling the guy, I ain't asking him, will you? You're going up.
Come on.
Well, before I got there, I thought, oh, what if he gets upset? I mean, we don't want to lose them doors. And well, that's fear.
Yeah, right.
What if it don't work? What if it does?
Right.
It worked. Oh, yeah, we'll go right up. I said, put it in your computer.
Bless you.
Just change your own computer.
Come on.
Just, sir, get it done. We'll get it done. Get it done. No problem. Want to go up some more? Go up. I'm going up. I'm not going down.
Amen.
When things hit hard at your house, don't go down. Go up. Looking unto Jesus, the Bible says, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Bless me.
Give me the next one, man. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit. Neither doeth the corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather grapes. Wait a minute. A good man of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil. Did you know that it's evil for me not to trust the Lord in hard times?
Yeah.
That's evil. I'm bending towards evil, toward the way of the world. Y'all are playing. It's evil for me. I'm yielding to evil when I'm not trusting the Lord in hard times. That's evil. A good man out of the good treasure will start bringing forth that which is good. It's good to believe God. It's good to stand strong and firm in the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a good thing. It's good fruit. You know, like I said, you know, I was thinking, I thought about it. I mean, just over and over, the Lord said, you know, he said, the fruit is in you. He said, if you had left Black County so that you could preach, I mean, I thought about leaving Blount County, just told y'all the story so that I could have a ministry because I was called, but nobody's going to listen to me because they know who I am and my reputation here.
Right.
You know? And so And so the Lord told me, he said, see, he said, it wasn't that you needed new ground. He said, you needed new fruit. See, because if I had have up and moved from Blount County and went to Etowah or wherever, you know, or Georgia, wherever, the same fruit went over there. Because it's in me to run. It's in me to bail out. That's bad fruit. But when, and thank God today I didn't. You know what? We're all over the world. Bless God, I'm all over the world today. Preaching, fixing, we're going back on the streets. We're fixing to go back to the jails. It's a wonder they ain't put a poster up down there. They did one time, don't let him in.
Come on.
And I had a picture of me down there at the Black County Jail. I just talked about going to the jail, you know, and Satan heard it and stirred stuff up down there. I hadn't been in jail in a long time. Somebody with a jailer down at the jail come to me and said, you're not going to believe this. I said, why? I said, oh, I probably will. Your picture's down there up on the jail. I said, at the jail? Yeah, and it's got your name and everything. Don't let him in. I said, well, I'm not going, but somebody here is. Tricking, isn't it? I wasn't going. Guy going, I got a guy in from here. Devil, you're an idiot. But you know what? I could have thought, Lord, what's wrong with him, Lord? But I said, nope, it's the will of God. Hey, can't nothing stop the will of God, but God, we will go to, if the Lord tells me to go to jail, they can put up posters all over, I will get in.
Amen.
I will. Somebody say, I'll win.
I will.
But you don't win by quitting.
No.
You don't win over sickness and disease and poverty and all by quitting. No, you get that word and you build it in your heart. Let God, greater is he. Stand in your mirror and say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I mean, you got to build yourself up to where there's fruit coming out of you that is of the kingdom of God that goes against everything that's trying to destroy you. Yeah, I told me one time, he said, you can't work down there at J&H, you know, if you're going to stay saved. I said, why not? He said, because, you know, Jack gets them cocaine and people toting that sheep rock. I said, well, I know it. I said, I'm not going to quit my job. God, you know, God, I done quit my job and not starve to death. God told me to go back down there. I had to apologize to everybody and everything. I go back down there and I'm going down the road, looked over there, and they done lined some cocaine on a 5-gallon bucket. Lined it up. Roll your window up, man. Roll your window up. They said, I said, what y'all doing? We got a whole load of sheetrock, you know. And then another truck come behind it. And they said, oh, man, we got you a line too here. I said, well, no, man, I'm saved now. Well, we ain't going to tell nobody. I said, yeah, but Jesus is in here with us.
That's right.
He's in the truck. And then I thought, these dudes are fixing to get wired up. And I won't have to tote one piece of that sheetrock. I said, nah, man, y'all go right in. I'm going to pass on it, but I sure, they ain't never offered me no cocaine. Till I got saved. They bring me cocaine now. They deliver me stuff now. But I'm smarter than that. I ain't 3 months old. I'm thinking, devil's stupid if he thinks I'm going to give into that, man. I've been delivered, glory to God. Now they go. I told them, y'all just suck y'all down. I said, y'all split nine. And I'm thinking, get them high, boy. And they get there, but God, I ain't coming off that truck. You that wired up. You're going to unload the whole two trucks. And I ain't going to, you stay up there. Yeah, we'll get it. Wired up on cocaine. Shit, they need it too, boy. They got wired up. You sure you don't want it? No, I'm good. God told me, he said, you can't work around drugs and sinners. I said, Jesus did.
Right.
He went right in there and sat down with them sinners. But God, he sure did. I said, actually, the sinners like Jesus more than them righteous, them self-righteous people, them scribes and Pharisees. I said, you know, Jesus went in there and sat with them. I said, he ministered to them, the sinners like Jesus. I said, them people's going to like me.
Come on.
So I had that mindset, I ain't running from here, I'm in the will of God, I'm here to do the will of God, and before I left there, I'm telling you, bless God, those people were calling on me to pray for their sick mamas and daddies and brothers and sisters.
Amen.
My boss come to me one time and he said, what's got into you? Well, I'm not lying to him. I'm getting speeding tickets to get back to load the truck again. You know, I mean, you know, I'm in a hurry. I'm hauling four times what I used to. I've read that scripture in there where it says, do your work as unto the Lord. And so I'm working for Jesus now. I ain't working for that man no more. But he's seen such a change because of that word till he comes to me and says, what's got into you? And I said, Jack, I got saved, buddy. I said, I got saved, so I'm going. I want to be the best I can be around here. I said, I'm going to make you some money, man. Boy, he didn't want to see me go when he sold out. He wanted to keep me then. But you know what? Before then, I was stealing felt and windows and nails, driving the truck home, sucking the gas out, putting it in my vehicle. Yeah, shoot, I had some fringe benefits from that job. I'm building rooms on whatever it's called. I was taking advantage of it. But then, you know what? You couldn't get me to steal a nail. You couldn't get it. They throw nails in the dumpster out there. And my brother said, y'all go get them. I said, well, I hadn't asked for them. He said, he's throwing them away. I said, yeah, but they're still not mine. That's right. So I go in there and I ask my boss. I felt like that was the right thing to do. Come on, somebody. So I go in there and ask him, Jack, think I can get some of them? I said, get all of them you want. Now they're mine, Johnny. Better not nobody go to that dumpster. I'm getting all of them nailed. He gave them to me, not y'all. I asked for them. Y'all did. Y'all wanted to steal them before he put them in the dumpster. Probably did get some of them like me. What happened? Different fruit was coming out of my life. I began to make the tree good and bring forth good fruit. So I want to encourage you. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to your mind to figure out your life and how it can get better. You acknowledge God in everything. And he said he will direct your path. If you need to fast, go to fasting before the Lord. Get saturated in the word of God. Because I find that people, that when they move on their own, whether it's in their marriage, their finances, and they try to figure out how to preserve and take care of, they make some major mistakes, Johnny, that cost them for years. Years, not just a little mistake, big ones. So I would encourage you, you know, get before the Lord fast. Go on a fast. Fast, that's what I did. When I figured out, man, this thing ain't going to work out, I started fasting and seeking the Lord and saying, God, I'm going to hear you, God. I'm not moving and telling Satan at the same time. I'm not losing nothing, you idiot. I'm not going down that road of nowhere. I've done been there, and I'm not going again, you idiot. You nearly worked on me. You nearly got me in the carnal mind to try to take care of us. But I've turned to the Lord Jesus, so you might as well go back to hell where you come from or where you're going. He come from heaven, but he's going to hell. So I want to encourage you. Get built up in that word. Put you on some preaching. Put it on your phone. Listen to some preaching. Get built up in your heart. Fight the good fight of faith, bless God. Lay hold of the things that God... Because you know what? God's will won't automatically happen in our lives. We have to enforce his will. Heard Shannon, I'm going to close with this. Heard Shannon out there getting a job. He tell them, now, Daddy, now I'm going to our church on Wednesday. He's telling them something about it. Go to church on Wednesday now. Wednesday and Sundays is out. I'm going to go to work on Sunday, Wednesday. He's letting them know he got to have it. That's a smart thing. That's wise. Hallelujah. Did you know what he'll tell you? I would got my heart, wasn't in it, and he fell right back out the world, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
And we help rescue him just like we are. We talk to him. We reach out to him and let him know we loved him and let him know we cared. And hallelujah. And I absolutely told him. I just told him straight up. I said, listen to me, man. I said, you know what? You think it was bad before you come to the Lord? And the Lord told me. He said, it's going to be way worse this time if you don't turn back to the Lord. See, it wasn't God. It was Satan. I told him the truth, praise God, because we love him. Well, you know, I thought, well, what if he gets mad? Well, good. Get mad, but get rescued. Get mad, but get up. Get mad, but get back in there. Hallelujah. You get on my nerves, good. I'm going to get on down there into something else. I'm going to get you right. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray. And Lord, we thank